The Hard Shoulder on Newstalk.
With the all-new Nissan Juke. The coupe crossover by Nissan. Nissan. Innovation that excites.
Now, as always, Barry White has done a resume, our own News Talk reporter Barry White, on what's been happening at home and abroad. Let's start with the statistics again. The largest increase announced last night by Tony Horan, and a doubling of, sadly, deaths.
Hi, Ivan. Good afternoon. Yeah, the Department of Health confirmed last night, sadly, the deaths of 10 more people diagnosed with COVID-19 here and a further 255 new cases. It brings the total number of deaths in the state to 19. While sadly, also this afternoon, another three deaths have been confirmed in Northern Ireland. 13 people have now died in the north. Meanwhile, 35 more positive cases were confirmed there this afternoon. So there are now a total of 275 confirmed cases in Northern Ireland. So across the island, there has now sadly been 32 deaths and over 2,000 positive cases of COVID-19.
But I thought the most disturbing aspect of the latest info was the breakdown, the clusters in nursing homes. Was there reference to 9 nursing homes?
Yeah, speaking last night, Chief Medical Officer Dr. Tony Houlihan said the majority of deaths here were in institutional settings such as hospitals or nursing homes, as you say. So there's 66 clusters of infection across the country. 9 of these were in nursing homes, 8 were in hospitals, and 2 were in community and long-stay environments. And speaking this afternoon, the Chief Executive of Nursing Homes Ireland, Tadhg Daly, said while the latest fatalities were tragic, he said it was also reassuring that many people are recovering from COVID-19 in nursing homes.
Yeah, well, obviously it's very concerning from the nursing home sector point of view, but I suppose it's not unexpected given the age profile and given the complexity of care and the comorbidities of nursing home residents. But that said, the nursing home sector is well prepared. I know in some cases where residents who have tested positive for COVID are doing very, very well. We are aware of in one particular case where a number of residents were diagnosed almost a week ago now, and they're doing quite well, which is great news. And it's a testament to the high quality care provided by the nursing home in question. So I think it's important to reassure your listeners that despite the challenges, we are trying to maintain the service as best as we can and support those residents and nurse them back to full health in most cases, hopefully.
Well, that is a worry. We'll never forget the story from Spain where the healthcare's fled and the people were left to die. Absolutely shocking. And we'll come back to Madrid, but what I'm hearing in relation to respirators is and ventilation equipment is truly scary in Madrid. Now, personal protective equipment. There's an Irish-based website that's been set up to help hospitals source this, because we'll be speaking to Anne O'Connor later. And by the way, if you have any questions in relation to pregnancy or for Anne O'Connor, do send them in now, because it will be after 5 o'clock, but we need to get the best use of our time. 53106 is the text line for such questions. But the personal protective equipment is being made in Ireland, is it, Barry?
Yeah, well, this is an Irish, a new Irish website, Ivan, which aims to connect companies or other organisations who may have access to a stock of personal protective equipment, I suppose, going spare. So the website provides assistance to frontline clinical staff treating patients with COVID-19, where this protective or personal protective equipment may be in short supply. I know in some places around the globe, stocks of PPE are running low as healthcare resources are just overwhelmed by coronavirus cases and supply chains are disrupted. So consultant physician at University Hospital Galway, Professor Derek O'Keefe, came up with this idea, and I spoke to him earlier.
And what I'm doing is looking at the patterns around the world. Some amazing health systems in Singapore, Germany, South Korea, Italy, Spain, they were just overwhelmed because everyone has a system in place for peacetime. And where we are now is wartime. And I guess, you know, we've had tremendous leadership, you know, nationally through the government and through the HSE to try and plan and mitigate for this. And what I have developed here with my colleague, Dr. Kevin Johnson, is a backup plan. So when you go scuba diving, you always have a main regulator, but you always carry a second regulator. You never hope you need it. I've done 500 dives, I've never used it, but I always bring it. And I guess this website is a second regulator that if your country suddenly runs out of normal medical supplies, you've got a backup plan, and that's what this website is. And there's been a tremendous response so far, fantastic across the world. We've had pins dropped already in New York and in Ireland, obviously, in the UK, in the Netherlands, in China. So it's only been live for a few hours and it's already taking off.
Fair play. That's Professor Derek O'Keefe there from UHC in Galway. A very, very interesting development. Of course, it's expected plane loads of equipment badly needed as stocks are depleted to come in at the weekend on Sunday. Now, you want to mention Donegal, your home county. What's this?
Yeah, well, beaches across Donegal are to be closed this weekend over fears of people gathering. Gardaí and members of Donegal County Council met today, and the decision was made to close every beach across the county. I've been speaking to a member of the Gardaí who told me the patrols we put in the vicinity of the county's most popular beaches this weekend. Gardaí had to close and escort dozens of people off a beach in Buncrana yesterday. Meanwhile, a number of beaches were packed with people last weekend. I'm not sure, Ivan, if this is Donegal leading the way and we'll see this happen across the country, or maybe is this a step too far? Because I know you can keep your distance at a beach, so I'm not sure if this will be welcomed at all.
Right, right. Well, we'll all hold our breath while Donegal gets on with it. Now, let's go global. The UK, we're going to come to Boris and Matt Hancock in a moment. That has certainly been a kind of, I would say, a spike moment in this whole, certainly UK media coverage of it that was unexpected. But the death toll is rising rapidly in the UK.
Yeah, a worrying escalation again today in the UK. Their death toll has now risen to 759 after 181 more deaths were recorded in the past 24 hours. A further 168 people died in England, while 8 people died in Scotland, 6 people died in Wales, and 3, as we mentioned earlier, died in Northern Ireland. Today, as we said there, again marks the biggest jump in UK deaths to date.
Yeah, well, I expect London will leap forward in 3-digit groups. Now, tell us about Boris.
Yeah, Boris Johnson and the British Health Secretary Matt Hancock have both tested positive for COVID-19 and are now self-isolating. A Downing Street spokesman said the 55-year-old Boris Johnson experienced mild symptoms yesterday. Meanwhile, in a video message on Twitter, Mr. Hancock said he had tested positive and that he would be also self-isolating until next Thursday. Boris Johnson also posted this message on Twitter earlier today.
Hi folks, I want to bring you up to speed with something that's happening today, which is that I've developed mild symptoms of the coronavirus, that's to say a temperature and a persistent cough. And on the advice of the chief medical officer, I've taken a test that has come out positive. So I am working from home. I'm self-isolating.
Yeah, he is a good communicator, but it doesn't seem that old herd immunity is going that well over there.
No, and I suppose it's just a month ago, Ivan, that Boris Johnson was saying that he visited a hospital where he shook the hands of a number of coronavirus patients, and he also said that he was going to continue doing this. Now, it's almost certain that there is no link between him shaking hands with coronavirus patients and testing positive, given the timeline. It's about 3 weeks ago he said that. But speaking at that press conference a few weeks ago does just go to show how different Boris Johnson's attitude was back then.
I'm shaking hands continuously. I was at a hospital the other night where I think there were actually a few coronavirus patients, and I shook hands with everybody, you'll be pleased to know, and I continue to shake hands, and I think it's very important that we, you know, people obviously can make up their own minds. I think that Matt has said that people must make up their own minds, but I think the scientific evidence is, well, I'll hand over to the experts, but
wash your hands.
Our judgment is washing your hands is the crucial thing.
Well, I don't think there'd be much of a cue to shake his hand now at the present time. Right, the most disturbing and upsetting WhatsApp that was sent to me was a video of a guy in Madrid saying that they've been advised, such as the shortage of ventilators, that if you're over 65, you're given a sedative, and you have some chance, if you're under 65, of getting a ventilator. And it does seem that there's a concentration within Spain in Madrid. What are the statistics there?
Yeah, well, the death toll in Spain has dramatically increased again after 769 people died in 24 hours. And that's a record one-day figure for fatalities in the country again. Spain has the world's second highest death toll after Italy and has so far suffered 4,858 deaths, while the number of cases jumped to over 64,000 today. Now, I was speaking to a Spanish journalist today, Ivan, who we're going to hear from in a minute. Now, he says, although Madrid's the epicentre, the worrying thing now in Spain is that cases are starting to rise in other cities across Spain as well, and they're now worried that the likes of Barcelona could become another Madrid. And Ivan, another devastating story, as you just mentioned, is that of elderly people being found dead and abandoned in nursing homes in Spain by the military. And Madrid-based journalist Miguel Ancho Morado says this added to the tragedy of an already devastating situation there.
Unfortunately, we know that these virus attacks or elderly people more aggressively than younger people. But what is happening in Spain is that the virus has got into the nursing homes, and the army is now stepping in to disinfect all these nursing homes in Spain. They are finding, in some cases, not in many cases, but unfortunately in more than one or two cases, they found that the personnel who should be in charge of these elderly people have deserted them, have abandoned them, and there were people who had died, and sometimes in big numbers. We're talking about, for example, several cases of nursing homes in which up to 20 people or more were found dead when the army stepped in. So this is being looked into by the judiciary. There will be charges brought against these nursing homes and the personnel that deserted their patients. And it's it only adds to the drama and the tragedy of all this very, very gloomy situation we have in Spain.
Yeah, absolutely grim situation in Spain. I think when it's all over, stories will be written and a lot of recriminations in various countries. And I'm just shuddering to think what will happen in Sweden. They're carrying on regardless. And I think they've up to 2,000 cases now. But I can take just about the pubs being closed, the betting shops being closed. I can take Boris and Prince Charles going down. But we have hit an absolute crisis point, Barry. A global shortage of condoms.
Yeah, that's what they're saying, a global shortage of condoms. We didn't see too many people stockpiling condoms over the last few weeks. It was more toilet roll and pasta and whatever. But a global shortage of condoms is looming because the world's biggest...
Is it that people are at home loved up and they've run out of supplies, essential supplies or
no,
what?
No, that doesn't seem to be the case. The biggest producer of condoms is in Malaysia, and they've been forced to shut down production because of a lockdown in the country. Now, the company is called Carex. They make one in every five condom globally, and it has not produced a single condom from its three Malaysian factories in the past 10 days. So that's already a shortfall of 100 million condoms across the world. So maybe we could be looking at a baby boom in 9 months' time.
Oh, my God. I mean, once they run out of the king-size ones, you'll be left with the regular stock. It'll be a major problem. All right. Well, Barry, thank you indeed. And we just have one text in relation to your beloved Donegal. Delighted to hear Donegal beaches are to close this weekend and stop a repetition of last weekend. Extremely poor behaviour by people visiting the area when they should have remained at home. Donegal does have cases of COVID-19. So don't feel safe coming to Donegal. Stay away. Stay at home. Be considerate. Follow the rules. So the welcome has gone out to Donegal, has it, Barry?
Well, look, as we say, the cases are low in Donegal, so you want to keep it that way. And there was people from many different counties outside the county came to Donegal beaches last weekend. But I think, look, the safest thing is just stay at home, because the pictures from last weekend, I know we've seen them all around the country, Ivan, but the pictures in the beaches in Donegal last weekend were just, I've never seen crowds like it. You wouldn't see crowds like that in the summer. So I think the Garda are doing the right thing here.
All right. Thank you. Every day this week, Barry White has given us a great roundup at home and abroad of the latest concise developments in one resume. Barry, thank you, and we'll talk to you again next week.